from the metal band Anvil. I don't know if G5 will be joining us for that show, but he's the bass player in Anvil, and they'll be in town, I guess, May 20th. So, and I think that's at the Blind Dog. Let's get into today's show. Open Minds Production is a research-based organization with a mission to investigate and report evidence of extraterrestrial, UFO, and other phenomena to a global audience. And they do this by way of a website, magazine, and internet radio show. Open Minds Production is based in Tempe, Arizona. And my guest today is radio host for Open Minds Radio, editor and contributing writer for Open Minds Magazine and Open Minds TV, Alejandro Rojas. Alejandro, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
First, before we get started, I think it's especially important to note that your site and magazine report news on these subjects, but you primarily leave it up to the individual to decide for themselves what to believe or not, correct?
Exactly, which I think is something fairly unique to this field. A lot of people want to kind of talk about their research and espouse their opinions, which is fine, but people get frustrated that the media doesn't cover this subject so much, although I'd argue that more and more they are. But just like the media, typically, well, good media, good journalism, is giving you the facts and giving you the story, but it shouldn't be about telling you how to think.
Right. And I think it's important, that's important, and I also obviously will ask your opinion and views on some of these topics, but I asked based on your expertise in the field, which I think is equally important to see where someone who's well-informed through their own research stands on some of this subject matter. And so what got you interested in ufology and this type of phenomena?
Well, I was always kind of interested. You know, my background, I grew up in Colorado with kind of a Native American and Mexican background. And those cultures, for the most part, not completely, are more open to the subject. And I always was very curious about Native American mythology and stuff like that. But in high school, I was really into science and math, and so I was very pragmatic that way. But I kept an open mind to it, and it actually was in what really kind of threw me into this and compelled me. I started getting more and more into it at the time I was a journalism student in 2001, a total news hound, and I would watch everything that was going on. And there was a gentleman by the name of Stephen Greer. He was a doctor, an emergency room doctor. And he had spent some time to get together hundreds of witnesses. And some of these are incredible witnesses to UFO events, mostly military, FAA officials, higher-ranking people in public defense corporations, things like that. He had gotten these people together, got 20 of his best witnesses, and brought them to the Washington Press Club. Mm-hmm. This event, all of the press was there. They covered it. It was a packed house. However, it didn't really filter out into the major news, and that was a concern. It was shocking to me because you learn in journalism, of course, everybody's looking for the big story, and if UFOs were real, you know, that would be a big story and everybody would want to cover it. Well, here was a lot of credible information that wasn't covered. So that shocked me, and at that point, really, I kind of felt almost like I found a beat, like I really needed to learn more about what's not being shared with the public on this subject, and the most credible stuff isn't, and then a very much a compulsion to then get this information out.
When you say some of this information, especially the ones that, you know, seem to have the most credibility maybe, are kind of withheld and that type of thing, do you find that that's, you know, there's an agenda behind that in a lot of cases?
I used to think that, honestly. I used to think that, you know, maybe there was. But getting more involved with journalism, for a period of time, for a few years, I was the International Director of Public Education, which actually also handled the PR for MUFON, which is the largest UFO investigation organization, the Mutual UFO Network. And we would get lots of calls from the media, lots of calls from documentaries, helping them to create their shows and get content. We even helped with the original Peter Jennings show that had aired on the subject. And it's less that, you know, you've got these journalists who don't want to risk their own credibility. They may want to cover the subject, but essentially they're covering this person says this, this person says that,
right.
You know, kind of a thing, and it's up to you to decide. But often they're shy to go too far one way or the other because they don't want to get labeled as a UFO person themselves. They don't want to be the UFO reporter or anything like that. For the most part, there's a very, very brave journalist in Las Vegas, George Knapp, who hasn't been like that. He's been a journalist there for KLAS television for a long time.
Right, I'm familiar with George, yeah.
Yeah, and he tackles this stuff. You know, mm-hmm. He doesn't shy away from it, and he doesn't mind that whole UFO moniker. But, of course, he is very careful and conservative and sticks with the very credible stuff.
Right. And so some of the stuff that you've done in the past, you mentioned MUFON. Are there any other organizations that, you know, you've done work with or...
Mostly with MUFON. I became, when I really got into this stuff back then, I became an investigator so I could go talk to witnesses themselves and see,
right.
You know, there's this idea that witnesses are these real crazy people that are prone to fantasy, to go find out if that's true and to find out the veracity of some of these reports that were coming in. I found the opposite to be true, that these were very normal people, that they were, in many cases, very educated. And professional people, and often, more often than not, surprisingly, these were people who just came out of the military and were adamant, look, I was trained, I was in Iraq, I was, trained to look at the sky, and if we see something we don't know, call that in and report it, and what I had, you know, telling me that what they had seen was nothing that they could identify. So I was quite shocked at how good these witnesses were and how a decent, you know, the average Joe is a decent witness, especially in an urban area where we're used to seeing planes and helicopters and things flying around.
Sure. So in more recent years now, how has the internet improved, you know, what you've been able to do in your field?
That's what's been great is the internet's been able to get this information out because traditionally, you know, the media has been shy to really tackle this whole thing because of what's called the giggle factor, people laughing
sure.
about the whole idea and the subject. And you know, you don't have a strong response from official outlets such as the Air Force or FAA to officially come out and say, you know, there's something to this. They shy away from it themselves. When you get down to the individuals, then you have more interesting stories and opinions.
Yeah. Yeah, and I definitely want to talk to you a little bit about disclosure coming up. And, of course, you know, your presence on the web and all these different things. There's so much I want to talk to you about, actually. It's going to be tough for a 30-minute show.
great.
In what are some of the most recent things maybe happening in the field that you could let us know about?
Yeah, recent things. I mean, that's what's great about this field, too. There's things happening on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the hot news today are these FBI files that have come out. And they're actually not new. What the FBI has done is kind of put together a new area where they release their Freedom of Information document.
Right.
And there are a few new files there on other subjects, but not UFOs. But, of course, because UFOs do get attention, they kind of attach old UFO files to their stories. And so a lot of people are getting excited thinking these files are new. They're actually not new. They've been out for the most part since the 70s, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
But they're new to some of the people who hadn't seen them before, and so there's a lot of excitement around these files this weekend and today. In fact, you know, Huffington Post, ABC, Daily Mail from the UK, all of these guys are writing stories on this.
It always seems like even with a lot of the disclosure, there never seems to really be that final answer in, you know, a lot of the documents that are disclosed. You know, there's still not that that for sure factor.
Yeah, it's hard to have a smoking gun because then you have to follow up with the people who wrote those documents.
Sure.
And a lot of times they don't answer, they shy away. The one, maybe the best case ever in UFO history is one where actually the witnesses have come forward, and that's Bentwaters,
mm-hmm.
where the UK released a document about U.S. soldiers seeing UFOs on a base and having gone and investigated that. And now those witnesses, the soldiers who had seen airmen, who had seen those things, I guess Air Force people don't like being called soldiers, but those witnesses have come forward to talk about and to say, yes, we saw something strange. One of these gentlemen says, I went up and touched it, and this thing was extraordinary.
It seems like we're kind of getting teased with these, you know,
yeah.
Little acts of disclosure. Where do you see disclosure headed, or where would you like to see it headed, I guess, too?
That's a really difficult question that, for me, continues to morph, because the danger is, of course, can you trust the government? Unfortunately, and it's more of an issue of politics, I don't think you can. There's always going to be a spin on whatever is said. You know, take any issue out there today, global warming or even anything like Japan with the nuclear issue. There's always a spin where people are trying to put it in the light that fits best for them. I think that would happen with this, too. So what I'm interested in is kind of a civilian disclosure, where we're going out there and getting the information and sharing it amongst ourselves. And the more that gets popular, the more educated then the average person on the street is to this subject. And we can disclose to each other. And those military people who are having experiences can also share their experiences with us, and we can begin to understand things that way. It's hard to think that some of these extremely secret projects, which probably do go on where they are looking at this subject, will share that information with the public. I don't know that we've ever seen maybe things that are decades and decades old, but really you never see top secret projects completely getting fleshed out and shared with the public.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the more recent sightings maybe that, in your opinion, might be authentic or more credible? And one of those that I guess was recently is that Jerusalem sighting. And I mean, it seems that there's some credible video, and then there's some non-credible video that came from that as well.
Yeah, people suspect that in these instances that maybe when there's credible video, then there's disinformation. People put out non-credible video in order to make the good stuff look bad. I don't know about that. I've had really a hesitation on this case from the beginning, mm-hmm. because, for instance, some of this video, a YouTube account is created for this one video. The video is kind of sexed up in that it has an opening and an ending, and typically that's not what you usually see with a genuine report. Colorado, for instance, they had a sighting with a video that got very popular recently and was on the Huffington Post and a lot of the bigger news networks. Mm-hmm. That seemed more credible, and it was more like what people will do. You know, you have the witnesses coming forward, being interviewed by all of the news agencies, saying, hey, we don't know what we saw. That's why we're putting out this video, so people can kind of tell us what they think it might be. No one was able to tell them what it might be. That's more of a credible type of thing, where you have these guys, you know, from the public genuinely coming forward and being open about it, instead of anonymous witnesses posting videos on YouTube, and that's the only source for any information on these things. So I'm hesitant to deal with the Jerusalem one, but the Colorado one, for instance, I think is a good one. That's a very interesting one.
What about the Vatican's association with this unexplained phenomena?
That is a really interesting one, because these days, of course, there's a lot of conspiracy and debate about what the Vatican really knows. Do they know more than they're saying?
Right.
That kind of thing. But what I think is interesting is what they are doing publicly, and that they're tackling the whole idea of aliens and civilizations on other planets. Because really, there had been discussion a few months ago, or a few years ago, when astrobiology was really starting to ramp up as NASA begins to find water on other planets and more possibilities that life exists out there. This discussion has been ramping up. And there have been some astrobiologists saying that most religions are open to the idea of extraterrestrials, but Christianity in particular has an issue because of Christ and him dying for the sins of people on this planet. And
right.
How does that translate to the rest? So the Vatican isn't shying away from that. They're tackling this. The guy who, Father Funes, he's a Jesuit who runs the Vatican Observatory, he came forward a couple of years ago and says, it's okay if we believe in extraterrestrials. God created everyone, and they would be our space brothers, and we would need to welcome them. He says he doesn't believe that. They're visiting here now, but if we're to find them, then it's okay for us to believe in it. And ever since then, the Vatican has had at least one symposium where they brought scientists in to discuss this matter. There's been a lot of behind-the-scenes talk about it. Father Funes, when he came out with this, put this in the official Vatican newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been really discussing and tackling this whole issue, which is great because, of course, we know in the past when someone would come out with something, they would burn them at the stake as opposed
right.
to really putting their arms around it and trying to be proactive about the issue.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk to you a little more about aliens and, of course, the Open Minds website and Open Minds magazine.
Great.
We'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is Brian.
And Joe.
From Symbol Z Guitars, and you are listening to
C-Jam in Windsor, Ontario.
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
On Friday, April 1st, join us for the annual Jammy Awards at the FM Lounge, located at 156 Chatham Street West in downtown Windsor. Every year, our listeners pick their favorite programs, and we celebrate diverse public radio that redefines Windsor and Detroit. Come out for the awards ceremony starting at 8 p.m. and stick around for special performances from our best act of 2010, Kenneth MacLeod and the Windsor Salt Band. This event is open to the public with donations at the door. Don't miss it!
All right, we're back. You're listening to You Talk to Me. I'm Big JD. Alejandro Rojas is from Open Minds Production. Yeah, he's on the show. We're talking about all things alien. Do you know, I guess, or in your opinion, believe that there are aliens among us?
That's a tough one. Do I believe that personally? Well, to be honest, it's hard to say 100% if whatever is interacting with us is extraterrestrial from another planet. Some people have ideas that perhaps it's interdimensional or people from the future or something like that. I do believe there is something, some other type of entities that are extraterrestrial, I guess you could call them for sure, because they don't seem to be from this planet, that are somehow interfacing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is because we do have these UFOs that have been seen for decades that are advanced technological craft that are beyond our abilities to create. So who's piloting these things? Who's making these things? Also, you know, the abduction phenomena, I used to be very skeptical when it came to that at the beginning. But then I started meeting these people. I started seeing some physiological type of evidence that something is really going on, and these people really do have there have been cases where several people have been taken, and then when they return they have some weird memories and stuff like that,
right?
And they're regressed separately, completely separate, and they have very similar stories. The appearance of the beings they interact with, they describe them very similarly with details that are just too detailed to be just something they can guess at. And that's happened for a long time, since the beginning of the whole idea of the abduction phenomena. So I really do think something is happening there, some sort of physical interface with some sort of strange creatures that these guys are having. So I think that sort of thing does happen.
Mm-hmm.
To what extent is difficult to determine, as far as if there are, because some people do believe that some of the people we interface with may be from other planets or something like that. I don't know about that. I don't know that I've seen anything compelling evidence for that, other than just kind of hearsay and stories. I've certainly never met anyone who's approached me and told me that I believe
right.
them. But something is definitely going on, and I can say this because I've worked on cases where, for instance, people do come back and they do have what's called scoop marks. And these are marks on their body where skin is removed and they heal quickly and they're not bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
In one case that I've worked on, there's fluorescing under the skin.
Wow.
And often in patterns. And I've been there to try to scrub it off or try to make sure, you know, it's not some sort of trick where it's an above-the-skin type of thing. And it's not. It's definitely below the skin. Unfortunately, it fades quickly. And, you know, it gets difficult to find conventional scientists or doctors to help you out. In this case, we did have a doctor who said he would come by and do a biopsy and do a chemical examination if something happened, which would be great because that hasn't happened before. But this person lived hours away, and at the time he had a broken leg and he couldn't do it the last time there was an event. So that didn't come to fruition. But I think that's one area where that could possibly happen, because this sort of thing is still happening to people. If we could get doctors who are brave enough to document it and then to share that amongst their peers, that's going to be the next step. And I think it's something that will happen.
I think as amazing as it will be to find out if there are actually aliens among us is going to be the actuality that how this just changes everything for mankind.
Yeah.
That, you know, that they exist. And I certainly believe that they could be. Of course, I don't have proof. So I want to talk to you about your website, the magazine, the radio show, and maybe we can start with the website.
Okay.
What can one expect to find on the website itself?
Well, at the website, really, this is kind of our day-to-day where you can keep up. We put up UFO headlines. So really, on a daily basis, there are headlines around the world. There's conventional media that's covering UFO stories, maybe sightings from their area, maybe something about the UFO thing. Or in Denver, there's a guy who tried to create a UFO committee, and now he's running for mayor. So there's stories about that in Denver. So there's always stories going on. So we post those headlines so people can keep up to date and see what's going on everywhere else. And then we also write stories, so we'll have two or three feature stories that we've written ourselves, either on, for instance, I've written about a couple of investigations I did in the past. We have sightings from the past where we have someone who's a draftsman and he kind of makes pictures of what these things are like. Or we also have historical stories that we put up there also. So, for instance, recently we had a story on the UN and how there was a resolution. Sir Eric Gehry, a guy from Grenada, he had put up a resolution that the UN look into UFOs. So we put some history on that whole affair up on the internet also.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep, there's a lot of information on a regular basis. So checking our website on a daily basis is helpful.
And that's, actually, you give out that your website address right now.
Openminds.tv, right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's .tv, no .com. Some people try to put openminds.tv
right,
and then add more to it, but it's just openminds.tv.
And we'll give that out again as well. I noticed some ads up there and things for recent films, I guess documentaries and things like that. Is there something or some in particular right now that are might be, you know, of interest?
Yeah, you know, we recently on the radio show, in fact, tonight, I pre-recorded it because these gentlemen are from Norway, and we're going to play it tonight. They have a company called New Paradigm Films, and they made a film called The Day Before Disclosure. And it's a great film that covers a lot of this real credible information, and that's something that people can see. We have a conference that we do every year, and it's the biggest UFO conference. This year we did it in Phoenix, and we're going to continue to do it in this area for now. But we have a film festival associated with that. And there's a lot of great films that people are doing. And these are documentaries that typically don't make it to the mainstream, so it's hard to get a hold of them. And really, these are the pieces that have the best information, because the television documentaries are so sanitized because they're trying to be so careful and not step on any toes. Like I said, they're really afraid to kind of put their necks out there. Whereas these documentaries are going full on trying to cover this issue as completely, incredibly as possible. So there are a lot of great documentaries that we get to watch, and their winners from the film festival are really good.
Good stuff. Let's talk a little bit about the magazine, Open Minds Magazine.
Yeah, the magazine, you get stories that are more fleshed out than what you'll see on the web. So, for instance, we've covered the UN, we've covered the Vatican, we covered a string of cattle mutilations in Colorado. You know, Obama and his administration, and which one of the people in his administration, such as Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, who do have a UFO background.
Mm-hmm.
We cover a lot of that kind of thing and new things. For instance, Gary McKinnon, the hacker in the UK who tried to find UFO information. We wrote about what he found and what's going on with his case. The British files, because the UK are continually releasing UFO files,
right,
what they're releasing and what they think about those. So we have some full stories on all of these things in the magazine. The magazine is Open Minds Magazine and can be found in every major bookstore. So there you're going to find more in-depth stories, pretty pictures, because we're able to do some great layouts there. And then also our graphic designers are great. So the website and the magazine look really good.
Well, that's great. And they could also subscribe to the magazine probably through the website?
Yep, they can subscribe through the website. There's a banner there where they can click to subscribe. It's only like $30 a year. It is a bi-monthly, so that's 6 issues. So you can save some money from the newsstand and have it delivered directly to you. Make sure you don't miss out. The next one's coming out for June. We're going to have Roswell issues. So it's all on Roswell. People think, well, I know about Roswell, supposedly this UFO crash.
Right.
Well, there's a lot you don't know about Roswell. In fact, even though it happened in 47, it didn't become popular until the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, we have that in the magazine. Also, there's stories about an alien being living from the crash, surviving the crash. Well, we have a story on that by Don Schmidt, who's an expert, and very compelling evidence that this actually happened. He has several witnesses, military witnesses, who were there at the time, who are now coming out and saying, yes, this happened.
And now, as if that's all not enough, you also have a radio show. And
yeah, and then we have the radio show.
Yeah, when can listeners tune into that?
You can tune on into that from the website every Monday evening. We run it at 7 p.m. The first half hour is all news, going over the headlines for the week, and then the last hour is an interview. For instance, with like we talked about, we're having these filmmakers tonight. But you can also get that on iTunes. So most people listen to it on podcast.
Right,
so
sure.
So just go to iTunes and look up Open Minds, and that's how most listeners listen to us. So
okay.
It's gotten very popular, and it's been a lot of fun.
Sounds great. And we're just about out of time, but I really want to briefly ask you about the up-and-coming Open Minds TV. Is that something
that's
new?
Well, that's something we're working on.
Okay.
We've worked with several different production companies. We're talking to one now, and we've gotten pretty far with them. But you never know on this thing. You know, with my experience with MUFON, when I was involved with them, we got a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And we did 3 episodes. And they were great. I mean, I thought the show was incredible. But unfortunately, it didn't last. And MUFON, while I was with them, had other chances to possibly do shows. So that's always a struggle. But
right.
We're working on that right now.
Okay.
But we do have a YouTube channel that we update regularly that has a lot of cool stuff.
And they can get that through your website as well. And can you give out the website address again?
Openminds.tv.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show and sharing your expertise and everything about Open Minds with us.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Eller.
You too.
Andrew. Well, whether you're a believer or not, thousands of people believe they've seen UFOs or have been abducted by extraterrestrials. I personally have not had an experience, but I do believe that these things possibly exist. I don't think all the evidence can be fake. In time, I hope we find out, and I hope it's for the better of mankind if we find out that it's real. And I like to think we're not alone in this universe, and we've now reached the end of time, for today's show at least. See you next week on You Talking to Me, and don't forget to check out the You Talking to Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.